The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine.
Dean Martin. Dino Paul Crescetti. It's like a jazz show. Good morning. Hey, welcome. Great to have you here this morning. And there's a cool jazz. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's Friday. That's the good news. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Friday, May 7th. On AM 970, The Answer. Joe, we got a great show for you today. You know, I always appreciate Joey Sibilia working so hard, putting together a great guest list, if you will. Congressman Mike Kelly. I love Mike Kelly. He's always, again, positive, always concerned about the people. Represents Pennsylvania's 16th District, and he will join us. Talk about the fall of Liz Cheney. I'm telling you, please, we'll get into that, and we'll get into it with Congressman Kelly, and we'll see what's going on. The most important thing about the House is taking it back, and I'm not a Republican, but all I know is you got to get it out of the hands of the Democrats, you know, because of what's been going on and what's happening. So we'll talk to Mike Kelly about that. Pat LaFreda is with us. You know, how do you prepare to meet for Mother's Day? Mother's Day, Mama. Come on. Happy Mama's Day. We love you. And Pat LaFreda is going to give us, he's a third generation owner of Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. And I am so domesticated now. I really am. I think, can I celebrate Mother's Day? Am I allowed to do that for my, no, I guess I'll wait for Father's Day in June. Okay. Although, there was a joke there. I'm not going to do the joke. I will just move on and say that we're nice to have Pat LaFreda with us, and we will, talk about, you know, preparing the meats for Mother's Day. John McLaughlin, CEO of McLaughlin and Associates. He was a pollster for President Trump, you know that. And we're going to talk about Governor DeSantis's restrictive voting bill and how it will impact future elections. Now, Governor DeSantis, this guy is totally ahead of the curve in everything. When he gave out the bonuses to law enforcement, I said to myself, this guy's good, man. And the way he handled the pandemic in Florida and is handling the pandemic in Florida. And how do we know, you know, yet, the folks, the regressive socialists try to go after on 60 Minutes. It's a big fail. All it does is embolden Ron DeSantis. Remember when they went in there, they tried to, and it's really weird the way these media companies think they have the power to do it, yet you and I see through it now. Isn't that cool? We see it. You see it. But I don't know. I always think that it's a little snarky, overeducated academic elitist, you know, that's in the newsroom. The network news. Okay, we'll put this in, and this will make all the people who like America bad. Man, he can't make it up. But Ron DeSantis already, tackling the voting problem that's been out there. And then, of course, you got to go to the White House, the White House isn't happy with Florida's new voting law. Karine Jean-Pierre told the reporters aboard Air Force One, Florida is moving in the wrong direction. Yeah, it's the wrong direction. But for America, it's the right direction. Can you believe these people moving in the wrong direction? I'm telling you, so we'll stay on that because they gotta fix you know, I got to be careful what I say, but they got to fix Georgia and Arizona and Milwaukee and Chicago, you know? And then I saw, you know, you see all the violence that's unfolding in Chicago. They don't care about that. They don't care about fixing the voting laws, you know? And I know my dear friends in Chicago, Mancow and everybody in Chicago who I love and are such a good, they love that city. Yet the politicians, they don't care on how to serve the people best. They really don't. It's all a regressive socialist movement that happened in New Jersey. You know, if I can, just for a second, and good morning, and it's Friday, and we'll have some fun, but what happened in Jersey, and New York is gone. Everybody knows this shit. People just vote Democrat just to vote Democrat, right? And I told you that when I was on the Upper East Side once. I was walking around with my daughter, getting her to school, and that somebody came over, and they looked around. They looked side to side, and I went, it was a couple, so I said, they're going to say something either nice or not so nice, whatever. And they come over, and they go, hey, Joe, we agree with your politics. They're whispering to me on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, because God forbid you say, you know, hey, I voted for Donald Trump. Hey, I believe in America. On the Upper East Side, you know, and that couple told me, I told you this before, but I can't tell you enough. That couple went to their voting registration area on the Upper East Side, and they said, what are you affiliated with? So they go, I'm sorry, what is it? And so they leaned in, Republican. And the voting lady went, like that, you know? And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. They don't look. How the Democrats aren't the Democrats anymore. I was a Democrat when Democrats were Democrats. When it was I was a blue dog Democrat, and you cared about the working class people, you know? I was a JFK Democrat, right? It ain't like that anymore. It's all regressive socialism. So when you get a guy, a decent gentleman like Phil Murphy, and I know people don't like him and are very upset with him, but he is a good guy, but he doesn't look at the community. He really doesn't. These politics, and again, I'm not making a personal attack. I'm just saying politically how these folks work on the left these days. It's not like when I was a Democrat. They go in, they paint that broad stroke, no matter where. You could be in Mississippi, you could be in Seattle, you could be in New Jersey. It's what's best. Give free legal advice. Let people come in. Be a sanctuary state. Take away everything. Raise the taxes to a point where you're going to drive thousands of people out. They don't see the reality of it, and it's frustrating. That's why I applaud you. I really do. I'm so humbled that you listen in the morning, and then we meet, and then you go, "Yeah, Joe, thanks for speaking the truth." I don't even know how I got here. I guess you got, because really, I feel like such a responsibility. Oh, and then this. I got to tell you this, and then I'll go to the. We got a really great guest. Mike Gallagher is going to jump on. How about Colonel Douglas McGregor? How cool is that? Douglas McGregor is a great, great American, retired United States Army colonel, and former senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, author, senior fellow at the American Conservative. We're going to see what's going on in Afghanistan, because I understand bringing everybody back from Afghanistan. But, you know, I was watching a Bret Baier last night, and they had a really great report. I wish I could remember the reporter that brought this up. But that Afghanistan, that part of its border is along what country's line? China. So now this is the hawkish feel in me. You pull out Afghanistan, totally understood. But you, now, God forbid, something happens. You know, you're in the country that borders China, because I'm telling you, whether you know it or not, we're at war with China. We're at war with the communists. We are. And in my opinion, started with the virus, but I'm not going to be conspiratorial or crazy or wacky. I'm just going to tell you, we're at war with communist China. And Joe Biden he won't acknowledge it. He knows it, but he won't acknowledge it, because he, in my opinion, is bought and sold. And it was brilliant how the Chinese did it. Now they went in, they saw a man in Donald Trump, like him or not, went up against China, started dealing with China. He put, the trade site, tariffs and really said, look, we're going to have to work with China by charging them more. And now really dealing with them the way they should be dealt with, very harshly. Cause according to the experts on this show, that's the only way to deal with the communists. Man, how that virus got out, it's too suspect to me. And we're beating it. And it's ironic that Donald Trump comes up with a vaccine to beat it, yet they still got him out of office. Yes, they did get him out of office, and yet they put their guy in office. How scary is that? How scary is that? How scary is the Manchurian candidate? You know, so we got to stay fast. So when I do things like this, I want to tell you, Monday. I won't be here Monday. I think Arthur Idal is going to come in Monday with Al and with Joe. So I'm going to South Dakota, and because Mike Lindell, my friend, called. So I got to be careful when I say this, because people, they monitor the show and then they want to put out things that are negative about anything that you and I believe in, and that anything is the United States of America. We are, I don't care what you say, I'm a diehard patriot and I love this country, and it's the people that make this country, not the government. It's the people, and I see it because I travel around the, by the grace of God, I have the ability and I have a job that allows me to travel all around this great country. And every time I see somebody, whether that person is my driver, whether that person is a person I'm working for out there, we're good people, and I'm tired of being lectured. 8 years of Obama was enough, and I'm tired of it. We're right back there. And this was taken. This, in my opinion, this last election was finagled with. How's that for a nice word? So Mike Lindell is forming his own new platform called Frank Speech. It's great. And Donald Trump's forming his platform, and there's a couple other out there. And I told you about that. We gotta do it smartly. You gotta be under the radar. You know, I lower my voice like they can't hear me. They're not listening. It's just you and me now in the morning, right? You gotta take over the platform, and you can't go to Jeff Bezos. You can't go to Google or to YouTube or to Facebook. You know what? You know why? Because they have China at stake. That's a huge, incredibly huge market. They don't care about the country. They could care less. Are you kidding me? These people, these globalists could care less. Soros could care less. He keeps financing, you know, these prosecutors, George Soros, and yet the prosecutors keep getting caught doing bad things. And Soros is doing it. Why? So it goes back to him. It goes right back to him. All the money goes right back to him. That's all this is about. It's all about money, you know? So I'm going to go down South Dakota. Where am I going? Out over, I guess it's up and away to the beautiful state of San Diego. Dakota.
Yeah, South Dakota.
Where am I going? I have no idea where I'm going. So,
You're up.
Up and around and out. Yes. And,
under north, but above most other places.
So we'll be out there, and I'll be out there, and we'll be doing this whole big kind of thing for Mike Lindell. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and I look forward to it. And I'm going to have some fun, and we're going to do the band, and we're going to just have a blast doing this whole thing with Mr. Lindell. I will be criticized for it. You know they're going to criticize us all for it, and it's going to be like, oh, my gosh, here comes Joe going out again. And all we're going to do is just be patriotic and go there. Hey, so Joe Sebelia, thank you. Albert's here. Boys,
morning.
How are you doing?
Hello.
This morning? How are the guys doing?
Well.
Everybody, all right?
Just don't eat the corn. Don't try and take the corn off the corn palace, apparently.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is, Al, right?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like
I've never been there, but, you know, according to Corey Lewandowski, yeah, who said he's been there and said it's a historic place,
yeah,
it's one of those things where you don't want to take anything off of the boat.
Apparently, my father has been there twice. He said it was made of corn, and he said, I was shocked that he had been there twice. I had never heard of this place, but now I'm dying to go.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard it's made of corn. Made of corn.
It's like Willy Wonka, but for corn.
But you know you don't want to take it home for like a souvenir.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to try and take it. First of all, what are you eating?
Nothing. I'm just drinking water. And bring around here.
Don't take a lighter and try and make popcorn.
Yeah.
Because I could see somebody taking a lighter and like trying to light the corn to see if it heats up and pop the corn.
That's very funny. You think the Jiffy Pop is on the side?
Now that would be a perfect sponsor, right? That would be a perfect sponsor.
So this is it. I'm gonna tweet this out. Mike sent something, and we'll be with Eric Metaxas. I'll be with the guys out there. And, you know, it's going to be, I'm going to just do my show. It's going to be a nice show.
Why is Eric ahead of you in the photo? You sent me this thing. Did you see this? I mean, you're behind.
But I'm next to Mike. I'm next to Mike.
I know. But it looks like you're kind of in the way they've angled the photo. You know, I think you should be a little bit more prominent in the photo.
Thank you,
Al,
thinking of me like that. Uh-huh. Look, it's all for America. First come, first serve. Doors open 4 p.m. Right. Rally starts at 6 p.m. So I don't know what that is. Sound check. I have a full band out there. Anything could happen, you know. So we're putting together a full set. The last time I worked for Mike is I went to Minnesota, and he said, "Joe, I need you in Minnesota to help me out." And I go, "Sure." whatever you need. It just, it, you know what the thing is about Mike Lindell? They criticize him. He's just a decent guy. He's just a nice guy. What he went through, and he's just a nice guy, and he's been very good to us, not only us, to all of the television. He's been really been such a big, bold supporter of everybody trying to just talk about how great America is. And he's the epitome of the success story coming out of being a crack addict and everything. And then, and when we go out there, it's going to be, the last time I went out to Minnesota, we had, all I did was, I did like an hour set on some, and it was great. And it was just a celebration of just people, like-minded people who believe in the country. And that's what we're going to do out there in South Dakota. You know, the Corn Palace. And now I'm trying to broadcast Tuesday because Monday I'll be up and I'll be rehearsing. So Arthur and you guys will take over. Al, you going to be here on Monday?
Yes, I'll be here on Monday.
Yeah, okay. That's nice of you to show up, though. I do appreciate
it. Well, thank you.
Believe it or not, I'll be showing up as well.
And then, Al, thank you for showing up. Joe, thank you for showing up.
You're welcome.
Arthur will be here, and then Tuesday we're trying to find a station in South Dakota that I could broadcast from. And we, Joe, how are we doing?
Well, so far we're not doing too well. One is just unable to accommodate you. No studio space, no technology. In fact, they just have a megaphone. They stand on a hill and and broadcast with a megaphone.
Well,
the other one I haven't heard from, so I sent an email to the big wigs and the big bosses, and maybe they can muscle
Let's keep
in.
Trying. Let's keep trying, man. All right. Because I don't want to take another day off. I just, you know, now it's, anything can happen at any given moment, so I like to stay on
it's the work ethic. You have work ethic. You don't just take the day off like Al. You come
in. Well, you do.
That's nice.
There you go.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
The kid takes a shot. The kid takes a shot. He can do it. I will not forget that. He apologized twice. He apologized twice already.
I mean, we were all shocked.
You want me to do it a third time this week? Forget it.
Al had a problem with a check. I won't go into details because I assume he doesn't want people to talk about it. And he said he swore he wrote it correctly. And I said that would be a historic day if he made three mistakes in one day.
And then apologize. Yeah.
And apologize.
I'm going to tweet this out, and I'm going to put the American flag so I can irritate all regressive socialists. Look at this. Al, come on. Me, Mike Lindell,
do it. Taxes. Do it.
I'm going to tick off the whole left now. Here we go. Boom. Boom. Go ahead. Choke on it. We believe in America. I like Mike Lindell. I doubled down. All right. There it is. I said it. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Joe on the radio. Hey, we got a good show. Call anytime. 877-970-2999. And Brandi Scott is in for Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, Joe will be back in just a second. Apparently, we don't have traffic. So what I'm going to do is here, I'm going to vamp until Joe can jump on the air here and read Empire State Bank. Hi. Apparently, we don't have traffic. So I need you to read Empire State Bank. This is a great Friday morning already.
Al's gonna be like I just got something to drink. Al's gonna be like a great broadcaster. Just
one day
necessity
one
and
day.
A necessity because you keep having okay. We're back.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing.
I take back what I said about the work ethic.
No, come on now.
So if you could read Empire State Bank, that'd be great.
You know what?
Appreciate it.
I think I'm supposed to be with them in June. I'm supposed to go over there. They're opening up a new branch. They're supposed to be in Staten Island. Richard and Lois Nicotra built a beautiful, like a corporate park, you know, right by the Hilton right there. So I believe I shouldn't say anything until I find out. But it's supposed to be absolutely to die for, beautiful. And I'm supposed to be going over there with Empire State Bank. And I love telling you about Empire State Bank because I know Phil. And I knew Phil and the way we work at the station, if I may, and it's Friday and it's early and I could tell you because I don't want to just keep reading ads and letting you think, oh, these are just commercials. When we meet somebody and you meet the sales guy, he goes, oh, there's a Phil Guarneri and he's from Empire State Bank. And you know what? He wants to meet you and you go out and you have a dinner. Then I meet Phil. I go, this is a great guy. And then I start asking him about banking. And Phil's the guy that came up with the concept of open banking. You know, when you walk into the bank, that what everybody does now, in my opinion, I think it was Phil Guarneri who came up with this. I guess just because he came out, he talked about it. We go in. You don't have the windows. You know the windows? I'm telling you, Empire State Bank is the epitome for me of the community-minded bank. Not just because they advertise here, because I know the people. I mean, Jeannie, I met Tom, Esmeralda, the staff. I've got to ribbon cuttings. We've gone to, I've opened banks that were in Chinese communities across the street from an Italian community. It's everything that, that Empire stands for. So we invite you to go to ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. That's Empire State Bank. And you can get that SBA 7A loan. That's another thing Phil was doing, working on those loans night and day. You're not going to know what to do. I didn't know what to do. Empire State Bank can help your small business and get that SBA 7A loan. At least see if you're qualified for it, you know. Locations are in Staten Island, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley. It's Empire State Bank. We invite you to visit ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sadly, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heat stroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. Your actions may save the life of a child.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe, tell me about Relief Factor. That's another thing about Relief Factor, you know, that it works. It actually works. And if you're in pain, some people just go and they live with the pain. I don't want you to live with the pain. I want you to get Relief Factor and get out of pain. And it's so easy if you just go to ReliefFactor.com. And then I know what you do. I did the same thing when I would take the kids. It's Friday. I'm taking my time on the spots. 4 minute commercials. Do you mind? But I feel like I have to talk to you because sometimes you hear so many commercials. Then you go, oh, it's another commercial. It's another commercial. This isn't just ads that we're reading or commercials that we're reading. These are part of the family that makes up the radio show. I'm telling you, right here on AM 970. Because I take the product, I try the product, make sure it works. I know the people, and I know the love that they put in and the effort that they put into making the product. I know Pete and Seth Talbot personally. You know, been with them, been with at their home, and they tell me how great this is. So, and I know that you, like me, when I would take the kids to school before I was doing radio, I would listen, you know, to Imus, Don Imus, you know, I'd listen to John Gambling or something like that. And then I go, oh, that sounds like a good product, and I would never make the move. So this morning, on this Friday, I asked you to make the move to get yourself out of pain. And if you know somebody that you know, is in pain, like maybe mom is in pain, a good Mother's Day present, you know, you can just say, look, I ordered for you. It's going to be here in a couple of days. The 3 week quick start. And then your mother will say, you only spent $19.95 on my present. That's all it is. It's less than $20, $19.95. Come on, 3 week quick start. Get it for Father's Day. I'll tell you, you know why? Because I know it works. And it's not 100% drug free. That's what I love about it. And I love even more the fact that it got me out of pain. And I think it will get you out of pain. 3 week quick start at ReliefFactor.com, please. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Oh, we're moving now, baby. Here we go. Come on. You got to love it. That Brian Setzer album. Yes. Hey, 627 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. Congressman Mike Kelly's up. Pat LaFreda is going to give us some cooking tips in the 7 o'clock hour after we talk to Mike Kelly. You're not going to want to miss that. John McLaughlin's on the show, Colonel Douglas McGregor. And then In the 9 o'clock hour, I'm waiting for an email here, and I love you. You know, I feel like I know you. I feel like we're family here, and I could just pour everything on the table. So, Elon Musk is hosting SNL Saturday night. Elon Musk, the legend, Elon Musk, the guy, the young legend, who's just one of the most creative inventors, whatever he is, entrepreneur, whatever he is. And of course, the cast wasn't crazy about it. I don't understand that. So people are asking me about it, being off of Saturday Night Live. So I had a great time with Sandra Smith and Trace Gallagher was in for John Roberts. So we had a fun time earlier in the week. And now today I'm supposed to be on with my buddy Bill Hemmer, who I know. You know, I like these people as people, you know, and as reporters as well. Dana Perino as well. They do a great show. And I'm supposed to be on in the back end of the 9 o'clock hour. So I stand by. And then I'll also be with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business today. All right. I don't know what time. I think that's like in the 11 o'clock hour. And then I'm doing Neil's show again tomorrow on Fox News. And it would be all about Elon Musk on Saturday Night Live. I mean, I have no problem with that as a cast member. There was a problem, and I'm hesitant. I mentioned it once on our cast, and I'm not going to mention it again because I kind of got into trouble for doing that. And I hate when people write books about, like, an athlete writes a book that's in the locker room. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. You know, that's private. So, but there was one guest that we just plain couldn't stand on the SNL during my cast. But the legendary one is Milton Berle. Milton Berle, when you watch Milton Berle on SNL, if you could find that, it was great. He was great. I heard that and this is all hearsay, so I shouldn't even repeat it, but I will. But they didn't like Milton Berle at all. The original cast just had problems with Milton Berle. They didn't like it. Lorne wasn't happy. And I heard Lorne won't even show the rerun on it. Joseph Bealy, you'll be able to research that and find that out. But I don't know. But that's the only time. With Elon Musk, and you'll hear me say this on Fox when I talk to my friends, it's like, man, what did he do wrong? Make money? Oh, wait, he's the Green New Deal guy, isn't he? With the electric car, with the Tesla? And the cast, yeah. and I say this, I say, there's some really funny people on SNL. I know you don't like it because it's political, but Bowen Yang is hysterical. A.D. Bryant is great. Yeah, they're great. Yeah. But they don't like Elon Musk. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a cast that's making a lot of money. This is a cast that is working. And I don't understand what all the hubbub is about.
And Joe, you have to keep in mind that Elon Musk isn't going to do a whole rendition of September's Song at the end of the show like Milton Berle did. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. He's not going to be demanding things of the cast. He's not going to be, you know, trying to take over the show.
Is that what happened with Milton Berle?
Yeah, absolutely. He sang this song at the end of the show, and he did spit takes and a shtick, and the cast didn't respond to it. He demanded a standing ovation at the end of the show, which was the icing on the cake that really ticked off Lorne.
Now, that I don't even know how to do, and I've been in the business all my life. How do you demand a standing ovation?
Maybe he bribed the stagehands or whoever operate the applause sign, and he got them to do it.
Who needs Google before 1980 when you have Joseph Bealy? Anything before 1980, just ask him.
After that, forget it.
All I remember is of that show is, and I heard this was set up, but help me out here, is when he was in the middle of a sketch and NBC was not doing well. And they were just canceling shows left and right. And then in the middle of a sketch, there was a big bang backstage and there was a beat and Milton said, oh, NBC dropped another show. Hysterical. Genius. But I heard that he set that up. But I don't know. But all I know is he was relatively nice to me. But I'll tell you inside line. I was supposed to meet Uncle Milty at the Friars Club, Joe, in L.A.
Yeah.
In L.A. And I just never got there. And we never got together on it. You know, I told you I met him that once in New York. But would like to have sit with him. Because that's like before my time. But this is the guy that was Mr. Television. He's the guy that brought comedy to television. But and then I played a clip on my other show, my weekend show. I played a clip of Milty on stage with the Rat Pack. He killed it.
He was a great stand-up. He was that people forget. Yeah. They just think of him dressing in drag on the Texaco Star Theater.
Exactly.
He was brilliant.
Yeah, look, you know what? Where else can you get riveting radio like talking about Milton Berle?
I know.
In 2021. Come on.
Listen.
Al, what's the matter? Al, what's the matter? Something's wrong. Something's wrong. What happened?
No, we're having a lot of technical problems here at the radio station that has been happening since yesterday, and I'm a little disgusted that they have not been corrected, and it seems like nobody seems to be
very scared
trying
to
correct the problems. Yeah. Not happy in the last half hour, so let's put it that way.
How are we supposed to know the difference?
Thank you. Thank you. That's so nice. And then, what started it all off yesterday was the fact that I left a note on my car for the guy who keeps leaving notes on my car because I'm not parking properly.
I think he likes
you. No, the guy's a jerk, all right? And so I left him a note yesterday, a very detailed note explaining why I parked where I park. And the fact that if you can't find a parking spot here, there is available parking for people with MYP plates on the other side of Wall Street. There's four spots. It's a three minute walk, right? Mm-hmm. So I left him my email address. If you want to talk about it further, here's my email address. Just email me, and we can have a discussion. I was being very polite about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what he wrote? He wrote a note saying that I park my car and I leave it there for days on end. All right, that's not true because I don't leave my car here.
Al,
I go home every day.
Please don't confront with this guy. Please.
No. And then he wrote. I ended the note with, "I'm not being selfish," because he's accused me of being selfish. So then he wrote at the end of his note. Listen,
they're having a fight on the windshield. Yeah.
Hey, so he wrote at the end of his note yesterday, "You're selfish," but he wrote it YOUR, not you apostrophe RE. So my response today was going to be, "It's your," like with the apostrophe RE. But I didn't leave a response. I'm done. I left the guy a note. I explained my situation. Funny. Too bad. Deal with it. When I get there in the morning, there's nobody there. There's plenty of room for two other cars. If other people park there after I get there, that's not my problem.
So what do I do about the tweet I got? We talked about. So I get a tweet, and it's from. I don't want to just identify it because I want to guard confidence. But it's a business associate, and then this guy, one of the assistants of the business associate. Said, can you do this? The people want you here. It's like a booking date or something. And I text back. I go, all right, sure. See what they offer, and let's see if we can't work this out. And I get T.Y. Handsome. What does that mean?
Well, you are handsome, but I don't know if I would.
Well.
I don't sign off my.
Would you text me that?
No, I wouldn't. I don't text people that on a like. I'll say thank you. Thank you, handsome.
Listen, he might be trying to impress you like one of those old showbiz agents. You know, thanks, baby. Yeah. Thanks, handsome.
Yeah,
thanks,
Dolphins. Yeah, that's the way I'm going to leave it. That's exactly how I'll leave it.
But it's creepy. I'm sorry. It's creepy. It's creepy.
So I wrote him back.
And this is a male. This is a male. This is not a female.
Yeah, and I wrote him back.
Identifies as male.
You're welcome, cutie pie, is the way I go.
Oh, is that right?
No, I did not know.
So you guys are in a relationship now. Is that when
the guy with you having a relationship with the guy on your windshield there over there for crying?
Yeah, but I don't write back. Thank you, handsome. You know, see you, sweetie. Good luck parking, honey.
See if it works. Charlie Finn's checking in before we break. Hi, Charlie. Sorry, we're getting crazy. It's Friday. Good morning to you, Charles. What's on your mind, my friend?
Well, Joe, Milton Berle had something big in common with Frank Sinatra.
Stop it right there. Stop, Charlie. What is on your mind, Mr. Finch? Yes, sir.
Popcorn and SNL. Your great friend and fellow SNL legend, Alan Zweibel, has a new film in theaters today. It's called Here Today, named after a Beach Boys song on Pet Sounds. Love is here today, now it's gone. Stars Billy Crystal and Tiffany Haddish, Joe, and it's about platonic love, the romance of old age and the youth, kind of a successor to Lost in Translation, with Billy Murray and Scarlett Johansson. It's about Billy Crystal plays a comic who's lost his wife and wants to memorialize her in a new routine, a play, and Tiffany Haddish comes along and they have a platonic affair and they get it done. I'm hoping to toot a lot on my cane and see it, and Happy Mother's Day, Mom Episcopo, and safe travels, Joe.
Thanks, Charles. You know, I didn't know Alan Zweibel wrote that film. And also, is that in theaters? Are films being released in theaters now?
There are some being released in theaters, and others, they're pushing off until the end of the year.
Zweib is great. Alan Zweibel is great. Thanks, Charlie. Hey, Joe on the radio, and Alan Zweibel is a guy that wrote for Gilda Radner. I mean, and if, for my boomer brothers and sisters, you are hip to that. Gilda Radner, one of the most brilliant gals ever in comedy, from Saturday Night Live, you know? And Alan wrote most, if not all, of her material. Hey, Joe on the radio, AM 970, The Answer. We're going to take a break right now with Al Gattulo in between his note writing with the...
Thank you. Hold on, I'm almost finished.
With the guy that he's fighting with. Oh, Al, it's not going to end well, I'm telling you right now.
No, but I mean, the guy's a jerk. He's crying that there's no spot. I can't help you. Sorry.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? I think you should leave flowers on the windshield.
No, you know what it probably is? I'll be honest with you, Joe. It's probably somebody who's driving around in like a Volkswagen SUV or something. Somebody that can afford to pay for parking and doesn't want to and is being cheap about it. And you know, decides to leave these notes. I park my car the same way every day for the last I don't know how many weeks. I'm sorry, but, you know, too bad.
I have one thing to say. Thank you, handsome. All right.
Thank you, sweetie.
You can diffuse the whole thing. Al's got the headline news. Handsome has the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
52 degrees at 639. I'm Al Gattulo with local news. First, here's what's going on. An I Heart New York shirt isn't the only thing tourists could head home with after visiting New York City. Mayor de Blasio is hoping to offer visitors the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at major attractions like Times Square and Central Park. He believes it might speed along a post-pandemic recovery. New York State would need to authorize the plan. New Jersey is rolling back its latest round of coronavirus restrictions ahead of schedule. Starting today, outdoor gatherings throughout the Garden State will go up from 250 to 500 people. Outdoor entertainment venues with more than 1,000 seats are now allowed to welcome up to 50% capacity. Indoor catered events like weddings and proms are now able to host up to 250 people. The original openings were supposed to go into effect Monday, but Governor Murphy made the decision to open up sooner. In sports, Astros over the Yankees 7-4. Mets beat the Cardinals 4-1. Kyrie Irving dropped 45, but it wasn't enough as the Nets fell 113-109 to the Mavericks in Dallas. Bruins shut out the Rangers 4-0, and the Blue Shirts were then also fined $250,000 by the NHL after they called for the Department of Player Safety head George Parros to be fired this week. And the Devils, they edged the Islanders by the final of 2-1. More Joe Piscopo in 15 seconds.
Sponsored by Indeed. It's an instant gratification world. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. It searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver you people who fit your job description right away. To learn more about all Indeed's great hiring tools, visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hey, Joe, telling you about Rhino Shield because I love you. And again, to my point earlier of being friends, you know, and actually knowing the folks that come on the show and do things what we call commercials, advertisements, it's more than that. This is more like a family feel, and this is something that will help your life become very, very much easier, and that is a Rhino Shield, because what I am so indebted to Susan, because, again, that was what I heard John Gambling. Remember the great John Gambling, gentleman John Gambling, one of the great broadcasters, really. Jerry Crowley worked with Mr. Gambling for many, many years, and John would be talking about Rhino Shield this, Rhino Shield that, and I'd be taking the kids to school, and then middle school, and all my kids, I'd be, like, running the kids. And then I would say, wow, that sounds great. But I would never call. So this, you got to call, okay? By the time I came to the station and then I meet Susan, who worked with Mr. Gambling, you know, on Mr. Crowley's prior station. Now they're on AM 970. I'm going, hey, that sounds great. Can I try that on my house? Susan comes out. She comes out all the way out in the boondocks. We sat with the kids. I told you this. We looked at Rhino Shield. It's ceramic coating, and it adheres to anything, wood, brick, stucco, aluminum, vinyl, or block. And it comes in any color. We're picking the color. And it was so cute because the girls wanted one color. I think Allie wanted blue-gray. And then Olivia wanted another kind of colonial type, country kind of color. But the house originally was like a plum. It looks like Barney. You remember Barney, the character, the big dinosaur? Yeah. Well, I said, Susan, I think I got to go with the purple. It's called plum, you know. She goes, got it, not a problem. Boom, like that. And then she came out, and when Rhino Shield comes out, it's so quick. You don't even know the guys are there. And I looked at the house yesterday. I'm out there walking around, and I'm just checking the, you know, before I go away, you know, I want to make sure everything's okay around the house. So I'm looking, and I looked at the Rhino Shield. It looks freshly painted. I'm telling you, you got to call Susan, please. Here's the number, 877-744-6608, 744-6608, 877 area code, okay? 877-744-6608. 6608. Susan is offering you right now, if you call, no payments, no interest financing for an entire year. Call for a free estimate today. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October. I personally can't get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance. Join us to be amazed and inspired.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. You'll have the best experience imaginable. We're confident by October our trip will be safe, so register today worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees.
We'll sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Experience unforgettable cuisine and join us for an authentic Sabbath service.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Well, and again, along the lines of what we're chatting about this morning, I love telling you about Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers is a foundation. I've told you the story many times how I found Tunnel to Towers, and I wanted a foundation that gave what you donate to that foundation to the cause of that foundation. A lot of the times, the operating expense of a foundation is astronomical. That's not the case with Tunnel to Towers. They cut bare bones, and they give, like almost, what did Frank tell us on the air? 94 cents of every dollar.
That's correct.
Goes right to these military service members, right to the first responders who aren't there, like Officer Sakos, needlessly and horrifically run down. I mean, a cop that has dedicated so much of his life, you know, to the NYPD, and then he gets run down, and now the family's left, the young kids. Ah, breaks your heart. Frank Siller steps up, Tunnel to Tower steps up, pays off the mortgage. Boom, like that, to bring stability to the family. And they've done that dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Yeah, those injured veterans, those severely injured patriots, want to live more independent lives. And Tunnel to Towers makes that happen by building mortgage-free smart homes. But we can't do it without you. I always say we're in this together. And that's what I love about Tunnel to Towers. They don't wait for anybody else. They say, we're going to do this ourselves. We're going to help out these patriots who put their lives on the line for you and I. And it's only $11 a month for us. So hopefully that's not too much to ask. So we respectfully ask to you to mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11 by donating $11 a month. Just go to t2t.org. It's at t2t.org, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, T, the number 2, and then T.org. And we sincerely thank you for your support.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'll be doing Johnny Cash out there in South Dakota. You can be sure of that. I've been practicing that on my Gibson in the music dungeon. Good. Let me hear it now. Working my impression. Johnny Cash.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Joe Piscopo with Johnny Cash. Keep it going, Al. I love it. I love it when he drops the register. You know? Alpha male singing. You gotta love it, man. Johnny Cash.
I find it very, very easy to be true.
Yeah.
I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Ah, how great is that? Come on. You know, when I... Is it a lot to ask Is it a lot to ask that you ask when a guy sings that he sounds like a guy? Is that all right? Is that too much? I used to do a bit about that on stage, and I think I'll do that when I do Johnny Cash on Monday. And we'll have a couple thousand folks there in South Dakota. And I never really did the Johnny Cash piece. I never really did a country kind of thing until I started playing the Southern Belt of the United States, you know? And I started to realize the strength and, you know, the folks coming into their own. It was the Southern Belt of the United States, the Midwest, the Upper Midwest. You know, we in New York, we in New Jersey, you get snarky. I remember, I speak for myself, I would think like, oh, we run the country. We're in the Northeast. The West Coast, they think they run the country, and everybody else in between is what the network executives in Hollywood used to call is flyover country. It ain't that way now. That's the strength of America right there. Those are the folks that believe in America right there. So I remember I was down south. I was doing a corporate show for like, I think a dog food company or something. Cause I only play, I have my standards, you know? So I said, what's the company? Dog food. Sure, I'll do it. How much? Okay, I'll be there. So, I go down and it was the south and it was deep south somewhere. And I saw, you know what? I should put a country music thing in my act when I play out. And that's how I put Johnny Cash. And then I do the Jersey Boy country song, right? And then I do Johnny Cash. And people, you forget that there's such a big audience for that, right? Right? You're Northeast. You go, everybody listen to Sinatra, right? Isn't that right? Isn't it all Frank Sinatra or something? Well, I'll tell you. So Johnny Cash epitomizes to me all, and had the honor of working with him on SNL. He epitomizes everything that's great about the heart of America. And trust me, they think they're going to take everything away, and they're the elitists of the Northeast, the elitists of the West Coast. They may stay that way, but the heart of the country now is the South, is the Midwest, is the Upper Midwest. And it's, I tell you what, it is a beautiful thing to see, and it's a beautiful thing to visit. Joe on the radio, and maybe we can make the change and bring a little of that back up Northeast, huh? Yeah, we're trying. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:49 with Joe on the radio. I'm looking at the news. Nothing searing, unless as I go, Joseph Bilia worked so hard to put this all together. I'm looking and I'm saying, oh, dining, New York dining. This is a big story. New York City dining expands to 75%. Al, when does that happen?
That's today. 75% capacity today. And then I think they're fully opening up in the next two weeks.
Do you think that did they actually count the percentage? I mean, was there a Gestapo running around? Did it come out of Albany, a Gestapo going around saying, well, you've got more than 50%.
All right. Here's the problem. So they're opening up at 75%, and then in 2 weeks they're going to open at 100%. But if there are people that are coming in that aren't vaccinated, you have to maintain 6 feet of distance. So for a restaurant, how do you know that somebody is vaccinated or not vaccinated, right? You can't ask them for a vaccination card. You can't do these certain things. Now, if you want to volunteer that information, that's up to you. But most people are going to be like, it's none of your business whether I'm vaccinated or not. So now you still have to keep 6 feet of distance. So most restaurants, especially in New York City, most restaurants already are tight to begin with. They're not going to be able to open at full capacity because their fear is, and rightfully so, that they may be breaking the law. If an inspector comes in and shows that you're not 6 feet apart and somebody says, oh, well, I'm not vaccinated, I'm not getting my vaccination, well, that restaurant is going to get in trouble. So everything is arbitrary. So either open up completely or don't open up completely. Keep the restrictions where they were, or just say, you know what, we're at 100% and that's it.
You know, when I go home, sometimes I'll go home at night out of the city, and then when I'm driving down one of the roads, the one of the streets, and on the left and on the right there are these plastic enclosures. And in them, an inch away from my car, by the way, are people sitting eating. And apparently that's outside, quote unquote outside. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. So now I wouldn't put my family out there. God forbid, an errant car, something happens, you know, a fender bender.
That happened a few weeks ago.
Exactly.
A Queens woman, apparently in her 60s, was annoyed that somebody was driving too slow in front of her, tried to go around her, lost control of the car, and smashed into one of these places. Now, thankfully, it was a cold night and there was nobody in there. But, listen, that's a problem.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Put everybody back. Time to get back. 6:51 on AM 970. The Answer. Brandy Scott in for Debbie Duhaime. Check in traffic on AM 970. TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, during pandemic, we thought we had it pretty tough here in the New York tri-state area. Remember the lines for toilet paper and paper towels and basic things like Clorox wipes? We thought our life had been upended and totally turned around in such a way that it was never going to return back to normal. Yet here we are, about a year later. Slowly, it's getting there. No matter what we went through, I want you to think about the young people in Central and South America that endured multiple hurricanes. In fact, some of the countries in Central America, two Hurricane Sandy-sized hurricanes hit within 13 days of each other, within just a few miles of each other. And in that region of the world, the food crisis, which was already very, very tough, got worse. In fact, there are 703 children on this waiting list, and your gift of $37 will provide one of them food for the next 6 months. Would you call right now, 855-919-4673, or go online to am970theanswer.com.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Curtis Sliwa. We can't afford to elect another dope from Park Slope like Bill de Blasio. That's why I'm running for mayor. To support and refund the police and to take back the streets and subways from the criminals. To do that, I need your support to reach our goal by the end of the week. Go right now to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. Your contribution will help save our city at CurtisSliwaForMayor.com.
Paid for by Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today with a high of 63. Then rather cloudy tonight. There can be a shower late, low 47. Tomorrow mainly cloudy and quite cool with a few showers in the area, the high 55. Sunday will start with some sun, then clouds return with a little rain arriving late in the day, the high 63. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. Now, Michaels has been with us since day one. Day one! Mary said, Mary P., one of our superstar sales gals, says, Joe, I want to take you to Brooklyn, and I want you to meet the Kakachi family. They know Dr. Rock Positano, and we're going to go. We go to Brooklyn. I go to Avenue R in Nostrand. I sit. I got the meal of a century. I'm sitting with Fred, who was, to me, is one of the funniest guys on the planet, by the way. Just naturally funny, one of those guys, you know. And Mary Ann, who we know, you know, and Johnny comes out. Johnny, I remember he bruised himself on his bike at that time. And then Mike, I see young Michael, and I'm sitting there talking with the family, and they're going to say, oh, we're thinking about coming on radio. Michael's of Brooklyn, the Avenue R Nostrand. We want you to go there. And now that they're opening up, it's going to be 75%, so you're going to be able to go to Michael's of Brooklyn, right? And I'll give you the number in a second to make reservation. But I told you this before, young Michael walking around with the phone, you know, with the cordless phone. And I go, he goes, Joe, hold on. I'm talking like this. I go, yeah, who are you talking to? Cause we were talking to Steve Tyrell as a buddy, the great musician, Steve Tyrell, the great vocalist, one of my dear best friends. And I go, you know, Steve, we did that, you know? He goes, yeah, we play Steve in the Michaels of Brooklyn all the time. He's a great guy, but man, I go, who are you talking? Is that Steve? He goes, no. It was like, Target. That's what it was. It was Target. I go, Target? What are you talking to Target in Brooklyn for? What Target? He goes, no, we're talking National Target. We're selling Michaels of Brooklyn sauce to Target. And since then, they're all over the country. How cool is that? What a great success story. Come on. And it doesn't just sell. It's the best sauce out there. You know it. And I know Little Rock in Nashville. I know it. Our buddy Linda, God bless you, Linda, such a dedicated listener. She gets three bottles. She sends me a picture of the three bottles. You get the puttanesca, the marinara, tomato and basil. It's the best around. Now we invite you, by the way, you could receive different jars of Michael's of Brooklyn's pasta sauce, homemade pasta, biscotti, each month for 6 months. I'm telling you, you could join the Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Come on, how great is this? You got to do that with and the pastries they make are second to none. Love telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Please visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Join their Sauce of the Month Club. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Or you can call 718-988-7851. 718-988-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn serving the community. community since 1964.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Cool, man. Groovy, man. This is so groovy.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your
eyes. This is timeless, man.
Fantabulous night.
Good choice,
Albert. To make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
Joe on the radio.
Yeah, I'm trying to please.
Al, you okay, babe? You okay? Everything good?
Oh, no, no, no. Nope. Huh? I'm going home.
Jerry Crowley, Jerry Crowley, if you're listening, can we build an Al Gattulo fallout shelter?
No, I'm done. I'm done. I'm going
for
home. I'll tell you, I am the incompetence of some of the people that work here is unbelievable. What a
you
capital
don't miss this. Stay tuned because Al's about to blow, and you don't want to miss it because it's really a sight to see. I got to tell you, is that a way? Is that a tease? Don't go anywhere. Al's going to do the news. We'll do the network news, and we come back. Anything can happen. All right. And then, aside from that, there is some things that you might want to talk about with Congressman Mike Kelly, kind enough to join us. We'll get some cooking tips from Pat LaFreda. Oh, yeah, John McLaughlin, Mike Gallagher, Colonel Douglas McGregor. Hey, we're going to make it. It's Friday. I'm coming right back.